become a home for my other conclusion to make than this. We are forever bound.
Peter Willie Youngtree is a St. John's-based singer-songwriter with a troubadour slant and a love of old-time country and Americana. He's just released his debut album, Country Hymns, and currently he's in Ontario on tour. We caught up with him in Toronto. How are you doing today, Peter?
Howdy, Jan. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great to be able to talk to you today. I was very pleased when you got in touch about the album, Country Hymns. Now, that's your debut album, right?
That's right, yep.
So tell us a little bit about that. When did you actually record the album?
It's been recorded over the past year or so. Started tracking it in August 2014 and did it over about 8 sessions over the course of 11 months.
So when you started out, I think that you took a trip to Nashville. I think was that in 2009, and that inspired you to think about a career as a singer-songwriter. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you got it. I grew up around music my whole life. My parents in a folk band and all that. But once I graduated, I did a university degree, and when I finished, I went traveling, just kind of hit the road, and I wound up down in the southern United States, and I was in Nashville, and I spent a week there, and I was really just taken by kind of everybody. It was like, I think I got on in there like Wednesday morning at like 10 o'clock and tried to find breakfast. And there was like an original singer-songwriter up performing at this breakfast place, you know, on a Wednesday. And I was just like, wow, there's music everywhere here. Everybody here is just writing songs and performing and getting out there. And I thought, you know, I can do what these people are doing. And I that day I went home and to where I was staying, and I wrote kind of the first my first kind of song that I call, you know, as a professional songwriter, and that's on the album actually.
Which song was that?
That was called Spring Mountain.
Okay, we were not going to be able to play that today. We're going to talk about some of the songs on the album in a few moments. Do you find it easy to write songs? Is that something that, you know, when I imagine when you say, look, you know, I think I really want to be a songwriter and a performer, do you find it quite easy to get inspired to put something down?
You know, that varies. Sometimes yes. It depends on what I'm doing and what's happening in life and how much time I'm giving myself to in solitude and aloneness and how busy I am and all those types of things. But in general, yeah, I mean, I think I've probably since then, that was just 6 years ago, I've probably written about 40 songs or so since then. Sometimes they come very easily through inspiration, or maybe I'm reading a book that I find very insightful and I want to kind of reproduce that, or some personal event is happening and I just, you know, I write in journals all the time and I write poetry. It's just kind of often in a kind of stream of consciousness way, and sometimes those things will just 6 months later will percolate into a song, you know.
Well, we started with Oh My Companion today, which is one of the first songs that I got to hear from the new album, and I love the real country feel there. You know, one of the things I think I mentioned in the preamble to this interview was the fact that you really have this love for old-time country and as well as Americana. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, that song, I wrote that song in 2010, and I had been with a partner, a woman, for about five or six months, and it was going, you know, really well, and I felt it was, you know, I was basically ready to be with this person. I had no qualms with staying with her forever, you know, that was my idea of it. And but it ended very abruptly through her decision, and it was my first real experience of, you know, actual heartbreak, you know. So I left and I went to a Zen monastery for 2 months, and as I was leaving I wrote that song kind of as a ode to her. It was kind of like, you know, it's a song about devotion, you know, no matter what, kind of, you know, it doesn't really matter if we're together or not. It doesn't really matter if we're what's happening. We're just bound, and that's it.
Can you talk a bit about the people that play on this record? I mean, you're a troubadour, right? You're on tour just now, and I imagine you're playing shows by yourself. But on this album, there's obviously a band feel. Can you talk about that?
Let me just say that if I had my way and all the money in the world, I would have a band with me playing, because, you know, I love performance and I love the energy that the band I play with brings. On this record, there's a bunch of really great musicians, all based out of St. John's in Newfoundland, so not necessarily from there. For instance, the drummer is his name is Boy Charles, and he's from Kansas City, Missouri, but is based out of St. John's now. We've got Darren Brown playing the bass on the record. He plays in a lot of different bands in St. John's. He tours with the Burning Hell, which are from up this way. He plays guitar with them. On strings, there's Sarah Jane Johnson. She's a cellist, and she's from Ontario, actually, from the Muskoka area. She's a brilliant cellist, down doing her master's in St. John's at Memorial University, and hopped on the record. Ilya Nichols, actually also from the Kitchener-Waterloo area, she plays violin and viola. And we had a couple of different guitar players. Victor Lewis, who brings he was on that track, Oh My Companion, that we heard earlier, doing those kind of atmospheric tremolo slides and giving it that really kind of nice feel. And then Joe Tucker plays on some other tracks on the album. But yeah, these musicians, you know, I was blessed to have them, every single one of them, in the studio, you know. There was, we did this whole album off the floor, so it was, you know, we went in, we sat down, we got ready, and we just played it. And actually, every single song on the record, the band had not rehearsed together fully, you know, as the full band. They'd never played the song together before. We went into the studio, we cut it, sometimes in one take, and it's just an incredible group of musicians. Like, very, very, very fortunate that they're all on there, and glad I chose the ones I did, and yeah, no regrets on that.
And you're probably starting to think about the next album.
I certainly am starting to think about the next album. I've been writing more again lately. I've also got a bunch of other kind of old songs that they need something done with, and I've been doing a bit more arranging and composing around them. Right now, it's looking like my writing has taken a more soft folk style, like a lot of kind of finger-picky stuff and more soft voice stuff, like be comparable to like Doug Paisley or something like that. But I'm also, at the same time, kind of developing. I'm really loving arranging and composing things for different instruments. So I did some of that on the Country Hymns record, with writing cello parts and violin parts and things like that. So I'm looking at doing some more of that for at least a couple of songs I'm writing now.
It's interesting you mentioned Doug Paisley's name, because he really is someone who is still fairly early in his career, but has already developed a great reputation for a songwriter. Who are some of your other inspirations as far as, you know, influences and inspirations as far as your music is concerned?
Yeah, well, I mean, from the get-go, you know, when I was a kid, it was all Celtic music, Irish, mostly, you know, old Irish music for the most part, and English music, some Scottish stuff that, you know, my father and his brothers and sisters all played in a folk band, and as well as my mother's family were just talented people. They didn't do anything professionally, but I come from a huge extended family. I have 25 aunts and uncles, and more often than not, our house would be a kind of hub where everyone would come and drink and sing songs for hours and hours, you know, and I would just take all that in. So I think some of my biggest influences are actually my family and the people they played, like the Clancy Brothers and the Pogues and Ryan's Fancy, things like that. But then I also had big kind of rock influence, you know, people like Tom Petty, The Byrds, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, things like that. Those were all on tapes growing up for me. And at some point in my teens or something, I got into country music more, like Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Willie Nelson, folks like that. And Townes Van Zandt, been in my 20s. And yeah, just kind of take it from there. I really have a lot of different influences, but I love the old troubadour style. And I mean, to be truthful, probably my favorite band right now is actually Radiohead, because I love their compositions. But in terms of me for writing lyrics, I find the country genre and folk genre is kind of so good, because it really is about, it kind of lets you say your piece, you know, without, and you can do the composition and additional arrangements after, but, you know, for just getting your thoughts and your out there, you know, I find the country genre so good for that.
You know, you've mentioned some great names there. I got to admit, I'm sitting here feeling inspired just to hear you talk about all of the people that, you know, you see as being influences and people that inspire you. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing what you produce in the future. We're going to play another song from the new album. Remember, that is called Country Hymns. I thought we'd play Standing on the Road, Kicking Gravel. It's a great title, and I thought I'd like to get you just to talk a little bit about that song.
Yeah, sure thing. Well, I wrote it while I was standing on the road, kicking gravel. I was hitchhiking from Quebec City to Nova Scotia, and I was going to catch a friend, Steve Haley of the Banded Stilts. I was going to catch his show. He was playing at his barn, and I was making great time. I was making such good time. I was totally going to be there. And I got a guy was going to PEI, so he dropped me off there by the bridge, and I was going on through Amherst, Nova Scotia. And for anyone who's done much hitchhiking, they probably have learned, as I did, that there's two federal prisons right next to there, and fairly, I guess, conservative population. And I was stuck on the road from about 2 p.m. until the sun went down, and I never got a ride. And when you're hitchhiking, you go through a lot of emotions, because, I mean, if you've ever been rejected by somebody, you get rejected about 100 times in an hour, and it can really start messing with your head. So eventually I took a break, and I had my guitar and my backpack with me, so I went and sat down on the side of the road, and I don't know if you know, but right there is like the biggest wetlands or something like that, biggest marshes in like North America are right there, right by Amherst and Sackville. And I was watching all the grass blow, and I just started composing these words with this melody about, you know, all the grass was blowing together. Now, as for the rejection piece, I mentioned earlier about that relationship I was in. Well, I was kind of relating how it felt to be kind of stuck on the side of a road alone, being rejected continually, and how that kind of reminded of the similar feeling of kind of being, I guess, dumped, you know, by someone that you thought you would stay with forever.
Let's play that song now. This is Peter Willie Youngtree with Standing on the Road, Kicking Gravel, from his great new album, his debut album, Country Hymns. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
All the grasses blow together when the western wind comes. One don't move while another is still. No, that's not how this goes. In the autumn of the year, one don't fall without word from another that it will be down soon. Yet here I am still clinging tight like a leaf to an old dead tree, out of place and out of sorts, believing in something that only you. Free and easy as the wind, I'd take a leap and then you'd take a leap, and then you'd twirl and then I'd spin. But then I fell down hard and you stood upright so tall and so proud. Just like that I broke my back and you walked on in the crowd. Well, I never dreamed I'd see you walking away like that. So light and free and easy. Well, I was so heavy and hard. No, I never dreamed you'd leave me, my baby. when the western wind it comes. One don't move while another is still. No, that's not how this goes. As for those who say the two things bound can never be alone, well, I wonder if they took notice of how moss grows upon a stone.
That's Peter Willie Youngtree with Standing on the Road, Kicking Gravel from his debut album, Country Hymns. He's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We've been talking about the new album. We're going to talk a little bit about the live experience. You mentioned that you love to play with a band when you're at home in St. John's in Newfoundland. When you're on tour, it's very much the troubadour approach. Can you tell us a little bit about your live show?
Yes, well, I guess just before I left St. John's, we had the album release party, and we had a full band on stage with the bass, drums, guitar, and violin, as well as the cello for the few tracks on the album that had the cello. You know, it was great. We had a full venue at the Ship Pub in St. John's, and you know, even though the tunes are kind of slower, they're kind of, you know, they can be introspective and all that, there's a great energy that the band, when we come together, there's just this, it's like you just dive into like an ether or something like that. For me, that's what it is. You dive in and all of a sudden everything is happening. It's like time is a little different up there on stage. So yeah, I think, you know, in that context, I'm a lot more energetic on stage. I get the crowd to sing along and move and to the music. To me, it's all about connecting with the audience. I think, you know, if I can just connect with one person out there in the room and I can see that they're enjoying it, that feeds back into a whole, you know, it's I love the live performance because it's this beautiful feedback system of you're putting it out there, people are taking it in and doing something with it and throwing it back. And yeah, to me, all live performance is improv on some level, you know.
And when you're on the road as a solo singer-songwriter, tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, you know, it's in some ways it's similar, and in some ways it's different. In the similar, you know, I think you can kind of do a little bit more improv, you know. It's still about connecting with the audience. If I can still look out there and connect with someone, one or two people out there in the audience, and feel the energy coming back, you know, again, there's that feedback system. And it's, you know, without the band, you can do things like just let a note ring and come in at an off time, and you don't need to worry about, you know, staying in time with everyone or whether they saw your cue to hold off or not. As a solo performer, I tend to tell a few more like stories about the songs. It's kind of a more intimate performance, as you might expect. I tell more about kind of where the songs come from, and maybe some stories about my life or kind of what happened to inspire the song to be written and all that sort of thing. It's kind of it's a bit more of a storytelling environment, and you know, a little quieter, obviously, a little bit kind of a more of a sit down sort of drink your tea or your drink and have a listen, you know.
Now, you mentioned in the first half of this interview the fact that you already have, you know, probably enough songs that you could consider going into the studio, certainly in the next year or so. I would imagine you will be bringing another album out. I wanted to ask you about Nashville, though. Do you ever see maybe recording in Nashville? Would you love to go and be able to do that?
I would love to be able to go and do that, yeah. I'm got my eyes on some showcases and things down there. I love Nashville and what it represents. I mean, all the people who have come from there. I mean Johnny Cash, and I mean even modern, you know, like Jack White. I love Jack White from the White Stripes. He's got his whole operation set up down there now, and yeah, there's just so much music there. I mean, yeah, if I could just, However, that would, if I can get that to work out, I will spend some time down there, hopefully in the not too distant future.
What is the future hold? There more albums, more touring? You've played, I think, one or two festivals already, and you're just looking to do more of that?
Yeah, so, I mean, right now, while I'm on tour here, I'm looking forward to booking, you know, more over the winter and spring, festival circuit in the summer. I'm looking into possibly doing something in Ireland, England, and Germany next year, and as well as, you know, looking at showcases and festivals and things like that. So that touring, you know, to me, it's like I released a record. I released my debut record, and so many people put out a record and sit on it and just stays there, and the product is done. And I felt like my album, I needed to give it some wings, and, you know, if I can't get out and tour it and let people hear the music and see what I'm about in a live performance setting, then that album is just going to, you know, it's kind of like a child to me, and it needs to be given, or a plant or something. It needs to be given the right soil and the right, it needs to be nurtured. And so, yeah, more touring for sure. And in the meantime, arranging and writing the next record, absolutely.
You know, I'd absolutely 100% agree with that. Sometimes I do hear people say exactly what you just said. You know, they put the album out and somehow, I don't know if it's because the album was recorded 6 months or a year ago, but somehow they kind of feel it's old. Mm-hmm. And they don't really get out there and, you know, promote the album as much as they should before they start about thinking about something else. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
I mean, the best thing to do is go right to my website, which is pwyoungtree.com, and or just Google my name, Peter Willie Youngtree. That's where you'll find my bio. You can stream the entire record right from my site. You can watch my YouTube videos of solo performances. You can find out all about me there and contact me through the website. You can join my mailing list, all that sort of thing.
So what should we play to finish with today?
I'm thinking maybe Beauty Just the Same. It's the third song on the record. It's a little bit more upbeat. It's got a little more of a hook, and it's definitely pure country.
Let's play that just now. Peter, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Remember, Peter Willie Youngtree has just released his debut album. It's entitled Country Hymns. He is currently on tour in Ontario. We'll be back in November. And you'll probably be able to catch him on the festival scene in the coming years as well. Peter Willie Youngtree with Beauty Just the Same from Country Hymns. And it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today.
Pleasure's been all mine, Jan. And thank you for doing this show and getting the folk and roots music out there to the world around you.
Well, I hate and love the world like I hate and love my father, like I hate and love myself, and I sure do love to bother to spend my time to think about these sensations that I have and where the feeling comes from when I get so sad. Yeah, I hate and love my father like I hate and love the world, like I hate and love myself, but sometimes I think a girl would make me feel so happy. I could love her right and true, but I know in my heart I'll hate her probably in a year or two. Yes, I hate and love the world like I hate and love myself, like I hate and love my father who kept his love on the shelf and spent his time a drinking, being mad as mad can be, and cheating on my mother who was so good to me. But somebody told me there's a great light that's headed our way, and if she ain't lying to me, maybe I will decide to stay. But sometimes beauty, they keep on shining through. And now I'm sitting in a forest that's been cut out for so long, keep on shining through, and that's why I say that I hate and love the world like I hate and love myself, like I hate and love the Father, Son, and Ghost, and everything else. 'Cause there's joy and there's despair, yes, there's